federal auditors say civilian agencies aren't doing enough to make sure the computers and software they buy are not filled with malicious code or backdoors for hackers. The Government Accountability Office has issued two new reports. They highlight flaws at four agencies. And now Congress wants some answers about what agencies are doing to protect their technology supply chains. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us now with details on what lawmakers are concerned about. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, and Emily and Tom.
So, Jason, first tell us, what's the problem with the technology supply chain?
I think the concern that from the hearing yesterday and what we've seen in GAO reports is that the vendors who supply computers, printers, smartphones, tablets, laptops, a host of a bunch of other technology hardware and software to the federal government, they don't have full control over where those applications are coded, for instance, or who makes the hard drives that get put in the laptop, or many of the other components of any device. And without that control, the risk, and let's be honest here, the reality is the increasing pressure or the increasing attacks by nation-state organizations, terrorist organizations, and even organized crime syndicates, that they all can put malicious codes or backdoors that could be used later to attack the system or come in and steal information in those devices. And that's a big concern, not just for Congress, but also for agencies themselves. Now, the other issue is counterfeit parts. Now, these are related but separate. Now, the deal with counterfeit parts is that you think an agency thinks they're buying version 2.0 of a component of a software of a device, but they're really into buying version 1.0, and that matters, you know, for things like if you're protecting troop movements in Afghanistan or protecting personal identifiable information because the functionality is different or it doesn't meet your needs. I mean, it could cause serious problems down the line. Now, Greg Wilshushin is GAO's Director of Information Security Issues. He says there are two threats to agencies from the supply chain that are above the rest.
One would be the introduction or insertion of malicious code to hardware and software, and also, presently, counterfeits. Counterfeit items have been on the increase, and certainly that they can have a debilitating effect on systems that are currently in operation.
A Commerce Department survey of 387 defense industrial base companies in 2010 found 39% of them said they encounter counterfeit electronics during a four-year period, and the number of incidents increased by 140% between 2005 and 2008. In 2005, they found about 3,800 incidents of counterfeit products. By 2008, it was over 9,000. So that's just a snapshot in time, but the increase is real. Now, keep in mind, most of this technology equipment comes from the Far East, China, Taiwan, India, Vietnam, Pakistan, other countries that weren't necessarily like the U.S. and may want to do harm or steal information. And I think that's also why this concern is now getting a lot of attention.
Jason, what are agencies doing about this? Or as GAO found, what are they not doing about it?
Well, let's start with they're not doing enough. That's what at least GAO found in two reports issued this week. At yesterday's hearing before the House Energy and Commerce Committee, and then they also looked at this report from GAO, and they focused on the DOD supply chain and three large civilian agency supply chains, so the Departments of Justice, Homeland Security, and Energy. Now, across the board, GAO found that Justice, DHS, and Energy were lacking controls over their supply chain. Well, Shushin says the GAO recommended that agencies should take steps to document their policies, procedures, and monitor their capabilities to address these IT supply chain risks. Now, there are things that are happening. Let's be clear, agencies are not starting from square one. Gil Vega is the Energy Department's Chief Information Security Officer. He says Energy is developing a supply chain cybersecurity policy.
Our focus on supply chain is, in the broader sense, related to the risk management approach that the Department of Energy is embarking upon. Recently, in the past year, the Department of Energy has implemented this new risk management approach, which is mission-focused and directs those business owners to direct limited resources at the things that are most important to the mission and the most sensitive data. My office has issued architectural frameworks that actually direct these business and system owners to account for supply chain risk management as part of their overall risk assessment process.
Now, he says Energy is also working closely with its suppliers. A new strategy is under development and just got underway this month to ensure that suppliers also are giving them as much assurance as possible. But listen to this exchange between Georgia Congressman Phil Gingrey and Vega over what Energy is doing to protect the acquisition process.
I believe some of our vendors have programs to vet their supply chains, and some do not.
Yeah, and are you attempting to verify that they do? Is that part of what you're doing?
I think what we're doing, sir, is we are embarking on the process of developing explicit direction to our IT purchasers across the department to do exactly that.
Has DOE ever identified a cyber incident or control systems incident that could be attributed to corrupted hardware or software linked to a supply chain vulnerability?
Sir, I would have to say in my short time at DOE, I have not been made aware of any confirmed supply chain threat that's been realized at the department. Doesn't mean there isn't. I'm just not aware of one.
Now, the Defense Department is well ahead of most agencies when it comes to securing its supply chain. It ran pilots in 2009, 2010, and is now expanding them. In fact, former Deputy Secretary of Defense Bill Lynn mandated DOD fully implement a supply chain risk management approach by 2016. Now, leading up to that, DOD also is focusing on the acquisition process. Mitchell Komaroff is the Director of Trusted Mission Systems and Networks within the Office of the DOD Chief Information Officer.
DOD is currently incorporating lessons learned during the piloting phase into permanent policy and practice. First, the Defense Intelligence Agency mission to support DOD acquisition with supply chain threat analysis has been made permanent in DOD policy. To date, the Defense Intelligence Agency has performed approximately 520 analyses for DOD acquisition programs. Other key tenets have been institutionalized as well, such as directing that programs integrate criticality analysis, use of supply chain threat information, supply chain risk management key practices, and hardware and software assurance into program protection.
So DOD also led the development of a new policy by the Committee on National Security Systems. It's called the CNSS 505, and this adopts concepts, lessons learned, and strategy elements from the DOD supply chain risk management strategy and issuances, and includes elements of the incremental approach to implementing the supply chain risk management. This policy, if it's not issued yet, it should be issued very soon, and agencies are to develop within the first year an initial supply chain risk management capability. Within 6 years, agencies are to have a fully developed full-scale risk management capability to protect their national security systems. Again, this is a model that's something that DOD has done in the past, and they're using those lessons learned and to for interagency implementation.
We are speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. And Jason, I think the congressman had the right question there. How big a problem is this beyond the potential? Have there been any attacks that we know of thanks to supply chain weaknesses?
Now, it's hard to say how big of a problem this is today. Obviously, there's a lot of concern. Agencies and vendors believe the risk is high. But as you just talked about, Tom, as you heard Gil Vega from Energy say earlier, he doesn't know of any specific attacks or issues through the supply chain. And in fact, DOD's Komaroff says there isn't enough strong evidence of a true supply chain exploitation.
Supply chain risk, as we address it, represents a much smaller set and much more difficult to discern. There will be instances where we put two and two together, see a threat actor, and examine equipment and find weaknesses associated with it. Those weaknesses frequently could be explained as either security-related defects or the failure to close engineering-type backdoors and what have you. Ultimately, it's a subtle matter trying to discern whether or not a particular instance is the case of an otherwise explicable defect or a no-kidding supply chain exploit.
Now, still, you have the Commerce Department survey, and they found a lot of counterfeits. You have other examples, such as IBM gave away USB drives in 2010 that actually did have malware on them. And again, you found the DOD specifically is trying to counterfeit parts in airplanes that their vendors were building. And so the risks are real. DOD and civilian agencies are putting more focus on this issue. And I think this is going to be, if you will, a topic that we're going to have to follow, and we're going to see a lot of changes over the next, couple years.